Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Termini is joining us from Zephyr Development based out of California. Brad, big announcement here locally. You guys are going to be developing what was estimated to be a $200 million cannabis campus in South Buffalo. First of all, tell me how this idea came about and why did you guys pick Buffalo as a potential site to develop?
Well, my company is involved in large-scale cannabis manufacturing facilities in California. And when the governor and the legislators in Albany started signaling that New York was going to open up its licensing to recreational cannabis producers, we saw that as an incredible opportunity to get involved in the New York market. I'm from Buffalo, born and raised. My family lives there. So Buffalo seemed like a natural place to build our facility to meet the needs and desire of our New York State ambitions.
How long ago did you start communication with officials here in this region? And really, who approached who about the idea?
We approached the city of Buffalo about 4 months ago, the Budsy folks. And so conversations have been ongoing for the last 4 or 5 months.
So this project, you know, obviously, you know, we were told today that you guys are going to be starting construction as soon as the legislation passes in New York State. What exactly do you envision this campus looking like?
Well, we'd like to think of this concept a lot like biocampuses that have been developed around the country. We have a partnership with SUNY Erie to developing curriculum that will run the most robust college educational job training program in the country. Every great campus has a research component, and so we have a partnership with Roswell Park that's going to be conducting medical research around a cannabis plant as part of our campus. And then, you know, we're also developing other concepts at the campus. You know, this is kind of an introductory announcement. We're working on incubator concept for the campus. And then a million square foot cannabis factory manufacturing facility for our sister company, Flora. And that facility will not only grow cannabis in high-tech glass greenhouses, but it'll extract the cannabis oil and create a variety of health and wellness products around the cannabis plant. Those are the initial introductory components of the campus, and there'll be a lot more to come.
Do you envision there being a dispensary of sorts over there where people can just buy marijuana if it's legal?
That's not in our plan today.
Okay. Looking ahead to, you know, what comes next, you guys are obviously watching everything that's been going on in Albany. Is that really where you guys are right now on it?
Yeah, we've been making the rounds in New York for the last 5 or 6 months, getting up to speed on what's happening and what's to come, and feel like it's an incredible opportunity for our company, but we also feel it's an incredible opportunity for Buffalo and Western New York to put a foothold in a rapidly growing industry. You know, just across the lake in Southern Ontario are some of the largest cannabis companies, cannabis factories in the world. There's five companies in Southern Ontario that are publicly traded with valuations north of $1 billion that didn't exist 3 years ago. And, you know, we think it's a great opportunity for Buffalo to get a piece of that industry, and to get the jobs associated with it, and the economic benefit associated with it.
What happens if New York State doesn't legalize marijuana?
We don't think it's a matter of if. We think it's a matter of when. Governor Cuomo has been pretty front and center that this is a top of his legislative agenda for this season. And the legislative leadership in Albany has also signaled that it's a top priority for them. So we don't think it's if, it's when. And we believe the win is first or second quarter this year.
Now, the mayor said that if for whatever reason that the New York State Legislature doesn't pass it, though, they have the ability to reacquire the land back at the end of the year. Is that something that you guys are even considering giving up now that you have it?
The Buffalo Urban Development Corporation's goal for that land is to have companies have it available for companies to come there, develop there, and create jobs. And I think we mutually agree that this is a great opportunity to do that. If legislation isn't passed, they want to reclaim that land so it's available for the next company to come and create jobs. We think that's a really low probability, but we're respectful of the wishes of the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation and have agreed to that condition on the contract.
Brad, you said you're from Buffalo originally?
Born and raised.
When were you living here, and when did you move out to California?
I moved to California 15 years ago, but I spent my whole childhood and college years in Buffalo, moved out to California 15 years ago.
All right. Where'd you go to school in the area?
I went to University of Buffalo.
Okay. Born and raised here. What local high schools?
I'm a graduate of Cardinal O'Hara High School.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.